All right, folks, welcome back to the table as we continue our old-fashioned game of Senate Hold'em. All this week here on The Takeaway, we're looking at some of the key Senate races that could flip the balance of power in the Senate. Yesterday, we looked at races where incumbents are trying to hang on. Today, we look at races with open seats where incumbents are either retiring or running for some other office, and they're leaving the door wide open for new candidates. Joining me back at the card table again is Ken Rudin, host of the Political Junkie podcast. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Todd. I'm wearing the same clothes I wore yesterday, by the way.
Well, it's been a long, long game. You've been sitting in all night, and I know you don't want to leave the table with all your chips in my column, so sit back down after your break there. Sit back down at the table.
All right,
Got my poker deck back. Let me shuffle here. All right, now before you choose a card, Ken, I will admit the deck yesterday was stacked because, look, we know we have to talk about the states where incumbents are running. Today, the deck's wide open. I don't know what's what, so choose a card.
Okay, got it.
This is our open field. These are states where there's an open seat, no incumbent, and it really could go either way. Give me your card there. Flip that over.
Okay.
All right. West Virginia. Now, this is Shelley Moore Capito. She's Republican. She's not a Senate incumbent. She is in Congress, and she's running against Natalie Tennant, who I think is the West Virginia Secretary of State.
That's correct. And West Virginia has the longest losing streak for the Republicans in the country. The last time they elected a Republican senator in West Virginia was 1956 on Eisenhower's coattails. Shelley Moore Capito is the daughter of a former governor, Arch Moore, very savvy campaigner. Jay Rockefeller is leaving the Senate after a bunch of terms. And look, Obama's numbers are dreadful in West Virginia. I believe he lost every county in the state in 2012. Capito has a lead. Tennant, of course, this is one of those rare two females running for the Senate against each other. So you know that West Virginia will have its first female senator in history. And speaking of females, we had Elizabeth Warren, the very progressive left of center senator from Massachusetts, come down to West Virginia to campaign for Natalie Tennant. And one would think, well, if Obama is so unpopular, why would you have a lefty liberal in there? But there's a lot of economic populism in West Virginia. There's a lot of dire economic problems there. And perhaps Natalie Tennant could help somehow pull out the Democratic base. But right now, it seems to be almost a sure Republican pickup.
If anything, Elizabeth Warren might be a bit of that wild card there, that anti-Wall Street populism that she brings so well, but we'll have to see.
Absolutely. Both parties welcomed Elizabeth Warren to the state.
All right. Let me shuffle here. Your card.
Okay.
There you go, Ken. Let me flip that over. Okay, this is South Dakota now. Huh. This one's a little bit more wide open for sure. Mike Rounds is the Republican. Rick Wyland, the Democrat, and also an independent with a little bit of juice in this race, Larry Pressler.
Well, one would think theoretically that because you have Mike Rounds, the Republican candidate, and Larry Pressler, the former several-term U.S. Senator Republican, the Republican vote would be split. But Pressler is running actually to the left of everybody. He supported President Obama in his presidential elections. So Democrats already in trouble. This is the seat that, by the way, Tim Johnson is giving up after a bunch of terms. And the Republicans feel that Mike Rounds is not only a strong candidate, but the Democrats, one, they couldn't get their best candidate to run against Rounds, and two, now they have the prospect of the left-of-center vote split with Pressler in the race. Looks like another Republican pickup. Again, on the road, if the Republicans are going to get the six seats, they have to win open seats like West Virginia and South Dakota, and right now it looks like that's going to happen.
All right, continuing our open seat poker here. Let me shuffle one more time here. All right, that's your card.
Okay.
Oh, now you've drawn another ace of spades. You drew the ace of spades yesterday, and it was Kentucky with Mitch McConnell versus Allison Lundgren Grimes. You've drawn it again. This time it's Georgia. This is David Perdue, who's just won a raucous Republican primary against Michelle Nunn, the very well-known daughter of a famous Georgia senator herself.
You know, we talk about dynasties in American politics, and we talk about another Clinton or another Bush. Well, Democrats in Georgia are looking at dynasties as well. Not only is Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Hurricane Carter, running for governor, But Michelle Nunn, of course, is the daughter of the former four-term Senator Sam Nunn. She's running as a very moderate campaign, a very centrist campaign. She has tons of money. This is the first time she's ever run for office, but she's running a very savvy race. And David Perdue, as you pointed out, just won a very contentious Republican primary. He basically is an outsider, but he also ran against the Republican establishment. The key for the Republicans to hold this seat, this is the one that where Saxby Chambliss is retiring after two terms, for the key for the Republicans to hold the seat is that they got to unite the Republican Party after this divisive primary. They got to win back Republican suburban women outside Atlanta and places like that for Perdue to win. The odds still say that the demographics haven't changed that much in Georgia, that the Republicans should still be favored. But Georgia, like Texas, the demographics are changing pretty rapidly. More African-Americans moving into the state, more Latinos moving into the state. It will be perhaps a blue state, perhaps not as soon as 2014.
Let's do a little bit of 52-card pickup before we let you go. Well, I still have you at the table, Ken, bleary-eyed, with a dirty collar, and you look like you could really use maybe a sandwich and to brush your teeth. But before I let you go...
Wait, that's why God created radio.
Perfect for both of us. A little bit of 52-card pickup. Now, we've gone through all these races. Chances you think that the Senate flips, that the Senate goes from Democratic to Republican and gives Barack Obama maybe even more of a headache in his last 2 years of his presidency than he has already?
You know something? It's a great question. And if you talk to most political analysts, they say, yes, the Republicans are likely to do it. But a lot of these Democrats have been really tested and they're running strong campaigns. The numbers suggest that the Republicans win it. Of the 36 Senate seats that are up this year, 21 of them are held by Democrats, many of them in red states, as they say, like Louisiana and Alaska and South Dakota, Montana. And that's a beaut. But more importantly, these Democrats know how to win. There's clearly going to be Republican pickups in November. The question is whether they get that net gain of six. They can't lose Kentucky or Georgia, and they know that senators like Mark Pryor in Arkansas, Mark Begich in Alaska, Mary Landrieu in Louisiana, even Kay Hagan in North Carolina, running very, very strong campaigns. They're going to have to clean the sweep, win all these close races for Mitch McConnell to be the majority leader. Right now, it's too close to call.
All right, Ken Rudin, I can have the House give you a little more credit if you want to stay at the table. Your choice.
I'd like to talk about every House race in the country now. Let's start.
Cut off his credit. Ken Rudin is done. Ken, back away from the table. You are cut off, my friend. We've liked having you here, but you're absolutely cut off. That's Ken Rudin, host of the Political Junkie podcast, former political editor at NPR. Ken, back up, man. Go get yourself cleaned up. You've done okay.
Thanks, Todd.